Hello and welcome back to Digital Insights. Today I want to talk to you about website RFPs because I would suggest that collectively our approach to them is broken. Yes, okay, it's fundamentally the same approach that we've used for every kind of RFP forever. However, in the case of digital, I don't think it's fit for purpose. A website request for proposal usually comes from somebody in senior management deciding that the website needs a redesign. Stakeholders are then assembled and some discussion occurs about the role of the website before the conversation quickly moves on to what the website needs to do and what content should be included in it. A document's then typically drawn up that outlines the required functionality and that's sent out to prospective suppliers who are required to bid on how much the project will cost to deliver. It's an approach, unfortunately, that comes with inherent flaws, especially for design projects. I would argue that actually the current RFP process is far from ideal for any project, not least because it often involves the client defining the solution that they want to see built and don't give the supplier a chance really to input on that very much. After all, it makes no sense, for example, to hire an architect to design your house and then to give it so many requirements and specifications that you would effectively have ended up designing itself. Yet that's often what seems to happen with RFPs. Unfortunately, the current RFP process is even less suited to digital projects than it is to physical projects like building a house. And that's because digital has two fundamentally different properties to most other projects. First, the raw materials of a digital project are free. Pixels don't cost anything. The highest cost for any digital project is person hours, not raw materials. And it would be disastrous, for example, to get halfway through building a house and then change direction because of the capital sunk into the building supplies. However, it's considerably less harmful when it comes to a digital project. Second, digital projects provide us with unprecedented amounts of data in terms of how the end user will interact with it, through things like testing with users, prototyping, minimal viable products and stuff like that, we can gain insights that allow us to optimize the project's final deliverable and guarantee it's going to provide a good return on investment. Unfortunately, the majority of RFPs negate the advantages of digital by insisting upon tying down the exact deliverables and costs up front before the supplier has really had a chance to properly address the project. The result of this approach is that scope creep becomes the enemy once the project begins. Neither the client nor the supplier is willing to adapt the deliverables based on user feedback, data, or lessons learnt during the build, even though that the cost of doing so would be relatively low and the potential return on investment high. How then should we go about creating an RFP in such a way that it makes full potential of digital and the ways that we can work there? To answer that question, let's be clear about what we need from a website RFP. It needs to be flexible so that we can adapt the scope based on user feedback and other research and testing that we do. It also needs to be focused on objectives rather than the site-specific features so that we can utilize the full expertise of the supplier in suggesting what approach would be best. However, we also need to be realistic. We can't expect management to simply write a blank check to a supplier, so we still need a budgetary constraint. So with that in mind, an RFP should contain the objectives you want to achieve, your budget, suggestions about how you go about meeting those objectives, and any questions for prospective suppliers that you want to ask in addition. So let's look at each of those different areas, starting with your objectives. A website RFP shouldn't just jump straight into solutions. The client should take a step back and begin by outlining why they want to run the project. What are they hoping to achieve? Do they want more leads, more engagement, or a higher profile, etc.? It then will fall to the supplier to come up with the best way of achieving that objective within the budget. For example, a client may want to increase the number of leads that they receive, and in their minds, they might have imagined that a website redesign would be the best way of achieving that outcome. However, the supplier might have a better idea. Perhaps they want to turn to email marketing or to a blog. So that gives the supplier a chance to impress the client by coming up with a way to meet or even exceed the client's objectives and do so with spending less money than the client might have expected. Talking of money, the website RFP also needs to talk about budget. Many website RFPs don't specify a budget for the project, and that makes the job of the supplier almost impossible. It's the equivalent of going to a real estate agent and asking them to show you 4-bedroom houses without telling them how much you can afford. They're not going to know whether to show you some exclusive detached beachside property or a rundown terraced house in a high crime area. Of course, the client often has no idea of how much the kind of website they have envisaged is going to cost. However, really that's looking at it the wrong way. The client needs to ask themselves how much their business can afford to invest in achieving the objectives they want. The more they invest, typically the better chance they have of meeting or exceeding their desired objective. For example, if you gave me a few $100s, I could generate more leads for you. I could do that, it's possible. However, if you gave me a few tens of thousands, I could generate many, many more leads. The more the client invests, the greater return they'll see. That said, there will be business constraints that prevent an unlimited budget, even if there's a guarantee of unlimited returns, which of course there can be. No project will guarantee a return, so ultimately the budget comes down to how much investment a company is willing to risk. The website RFP should outline this. All of this focus on objectives and budgets isn't to say that the client can't make suggestions about what approach they have in mind. And writing a website RFP that makes no mention of deliverables whatsoever, such as a website or email campaign, will lead to a vast range of different proposed approaches, and that will make it extremely hard for the client to compare different proposals. It also leads to the possibility of a supplier proposing a solution that's just not viable for some unseen internal reason. So, with that in mind, a client should feel free to suggest possible solutions that they've got in their mind. If they have in their heads that the supplier should deliver a redesigned website built on a CMS with e-commerce functionality, then they should feel free to say so. However, what is crucial is how they position that in the RFP. They need to frame it as a suggestion for solving the objective, not as a requirement for selection. The supplier should feel free to suggest a completely different approach to achieve the same overall objective if they think it will be more effective. What matters is delivering the objective within budget, and the supplier needs to demonstrate that they can do that. To help them prove that to the client should include some questions for the supplier that would help reassure them about the supplier's ability to deliver. I often find the questions asked in a website RFP are not always the best for selecting the right supplier. For example, many seem to put an enormous amount of emphasis on experience in the sector, when that rarely makes a significant impact on a supplier's ability to deliver. Yes, it helps, but also a fresh perspective can be a good thing too, even if it means a steeper learning curve for the supplier. Instead, the questions for the supplier in the website RFP need to help the client understand the following. Do they have a proven track record of delivering results? Could you work with those people, and will you enjoy the experience? And will this company be able to support you for the long term? Exactly what questions the client asks will vary. It will depend on the website RFP and what's being covered. However, typically it's going to be around areas such as the supplier's process and the supplier's financial stability and how long they've been in business, how they support existing customers and previous work they've done, what their customers say about them, and whether you as the client can speak to those customers. A good set of questions combined with a focus on objectives, budget, and a more open attitude towards solutions will result in a much better RFP. However, you can meet internal resistance to this more flexible approach. You will encounter all kinds of reasons why colleagues will want to issue a more traditional RFP, from procurement rules to incompatible internal processes. However, in most cases, it comes down to a natural resistance to do things differently, which is a problem that can't be solved overnight. So one workaround is to split your website RFP down into several smaller projects. For example, let's take a typical website redesign. You could split it down into four small projects. A discovery stage, where the supplier carries out any user research to better understand what the project needs to deliver. And it could also include, say, a competitive analysis if required. Then there would be an alpha stage, a prototype stage, where the supplier produces visualization of the final deliverable based on the results of the discovery phase. Then a third little project could be the build itself, where the prototype acts as a functional specification, allowing for a fixed price build project. And then finally, you could have ongoing support. This stage would encompass any post-launch iteration of the site and general maintenance. By splitting down the website RFP into four smaller projects, it allows the company to limit its risk by allowing them to trial a supplier before committing to that massive and potentially expensive mistake. They could easily change the supplier between each of those little projects if the relationship isn't working for whatever reason, and that makes it popular with procurement teams and management. And also, more importantly, it allows you to adapt the deliverables and the scope between each of those different stages, while still allowing for a fixed price project for each of the steps. It also has the advantage that the project may fall below any requirement thresholds, any procurement thresholds, reducing the red tape involved in selecting a supplier. Although not as flexible as a fully agile project, it's a step that many organisations find much more palatable and suppliers should love. But what if you're one of those suppliers who want to encourage clients to adopt a more flexible approach to their website RFPs? There's one important thing to remember if you run a web design agency. Just because you receive a website RFP doesn't mean you need to respond to it as is. You can suggest alternative approaches. By way of example, I recently received a very traditional website RFP for a substantial project. It was big and complicated. And if I'm honest with you, I didn't have a clue about how to respond appropriately. There were just too many unknowns. However, instead of walking away, I arranged a call with the client and talked to them about the challenges that I saw with their current way of working before proposing an approach not dissimilar really to the one that I've discussed here. It turns out that the client had not written a website RFP before and were grateful for alternative perspectives. This allowed me to go from being just another supplier to standing out from the crowd because I was willing to suggest a better approach. One of the most common questions I get asked by the agencies that I coach is how to more accurately price projects. And the reason they ask that is because in most cases, people are being asked to quote for things without enough information. So my answer is therefore always the same. Break the project down into more manageable chunks and quote on each piece as you reach it. But to do that, you have to be willing to discuss a website RFP with your client rather than seeing it as set in stone. Always remember, whether you're a supplier or a company looking to commission a new website, a website RFP should be a tool for ensuring the best results possible, not a binding contract that defines every single detail of the project.